possible that God is working on something right now, something that you are unaware of, that you have no clue about, and he's working on it at this moment, and he's going to release it to you, present it to you, lead you to it this year, but right now you have no clue. Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Take a Walk on the Hopeline Media podcast channel. I'm Claude Jennings, and today's walk is outside of one of the radio stations that I work for in the D.C. area. I'm in Rockville, Maryland. I may go for about a mile or two. I don't plan to talk that long during this walk, but the weather is so great. I'm like, man, I should, you know, take advantage of this and do a longer walk than usual. And I don't need a big coat and a big hat like I normally need in January in the D.C. area because the weather is so nice. I mean, we're talking a stretch of like mid-50s and mid-60s in January. Hardly ever happens. So I'm taking advantage of that opportunity. I'm taking longer walks, and I plan to play a little bit of golf to take advantage of the great weather as well. And as a matter of fact, that's kind of my encouragement for you today on the podcast. Not necessarily go play golf, although I think everybody should at least try to play it. Maybe you'll love it the way that I love it, but more so just taking advantage of unexpected opportunities that comes your way in 2023. Because I didn't know the weather was going to be this great, but I'm going to take advantage of it every way that I can. You may have goals for 2023. You may have plans, strategies that you're building, intentions for the new year. Maybe God dropped something in your spirit to start this year and you're ready to get after it. Starting a new year can be one of the most motivating times that we see all year, right? But don't be surprised if God opens an unexpected door for you this year, sends you an unexpected opportunity this year. It's fully possible that God is working on something right now, something that you are unaware of, that you have no clue about, and he's working on it at this moment, and he's going to release it to you, present it to you, lead you to it this year, but right now you have no clue. And so, yeah, we've got our plans, we've got this thing structured, and we know what we want to do and how we want to do it. We've got our New Year's resolutions and things we want to accomplish. But man, let me tell you, right there in your plans and right there in your list of things you want to do, please, please understand that God may do something for you that you don't expect. And you can't be too married to this plan that you drew up, that when God throws something unexpected your way, that you don't take advantage of that opportunity. Please this year be flexible. Please be flexible. You have plans, be flexible. You have goals, be flexible. We've got to be able to flow this year. God may have dropped some things into your spirit heading into the new year, but he's only revealed to you what he wants you to know and what he wants you to see right now. There is more. God is still working, and you can expect it when you least expect it. God is going to put before you some things, some opportunities, some open doors, and you can expect that it will be what you least expect. Yeah, so for those goals, man, go for it. Go for those resolutions. Work your plan. God gave that to you in your spirit. Work it. But understand, when God throws something in your way that is not on your vision board, when God puts an opportunity in front of you that's not in your journal or on your list, you better flow with it and take advantage of that unexpected open door and opportunity. But what's key, though, is that we've got to stay plugged into the Father, because sometimes opportunity comes and it distracts us. It's an opportunity, but it's not a God-sent opportunity. And the only way to know the difference is to stay plugged into the Father. Stay prayed up. Listen to the Hopeline Media podcast channel. Surround yourself with positive messages. Spend that time with the Father so that way you know whether this opportunity that comes up, and it could be a good opportunity, but it's going to get you sidetracked. But God will also send something unexpected, and it's a God thing. I can't tell you which one is which. You have to know which one is which. And the Father's not trying to trick you. He's not trying to slip you up. He's not trying to make this thing hard. He will reveal it to you, and he will tell you. We just have to be dialed in, and we got to be plugged in, and we've got to listen to him. So I hope this gets you excited. I hope it has you fired up. I hope it has you ready to expect the unexpected, and I hope you are ready to flow, because God is going to throw some things our way this year that we have no clue about. And listen, and when that opportunity presents itself, we better take advantage. I'm halfway through my walk today. I hope you enjoy your walk, and I hope you are ready to flow with the unexpected in 2023. Hey, I'm Claude. This is Let's Take a Walk on the Hopeline Media podcast channel.